the end.
What exactly?
Tying the game.
Yeah.
Getting that going.
Yeah, obviously we believed we could do it. I thought we had a decent game overall. We just, you know, had a second goal that's kind of a fluke. And just cost us the game. It's a 1-1 game if you take the fluke out of the game. But that's life. That's the game as well. So I thought we pushed really hard in the third. Gave ourselves a chance. Fell short.
The numbers were heavy in your favor tonight. Shot attempt, shots on goal. Do you feel like is the you guys are snake bitten right now, or is you need to be approaching things a different way?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, it happens. You go through ebbs and flows in the year. Sometimes it goes in like nothing, and sometimes you're having a hard time scoring. It's just part of a long season. Fortunately, our timing of not being able to score as much is a little tough, but. Obviously, like you said, we did the right things to score. It's going to come. Obviously, this group still believes. And like I said, it's a 1-1 game. Take the fluke goal out of the way. It's anybody's game. But we definitely put our best foot forward and had every chance to get this done.
Matthew, after you scored, you guys really seemed to pick it up and pepper the net even more. Could you feel a weight kind of lift off you guys a little bit there when you just with going that long and then finally scoring a goal?
I'll be honest, no. I think I was just thinking more about the win. I think a win would have been better to lift that weight. Not to discourage your question or anything. It's just a reality of what I was feeling and I feel like the group was feeling. But like I said, our battle, our compete was there. Definitely a better performance. Gave ourselves a chance to win. And sometimes you just fall short.
Matthew, was there a message between the second and the third?
Yes, yeah, just keep the confidence up. It doesn't matter. We haven't scored, but we were playing a good game. Obviously, we let one in, and then fluke goal happens. It's not like we were playing terrible and shot ourselves in the foot. And it's just, you know, it's just the bad bounce that goes the other way. And they're a good team. They capitalize on their chances. And, yeah, no, the messaging was just stay confident. Keep going. It's going to work in our favor. And, like I said, we gave ourselves the best chance and just fell short.
Talk about you guys were rolling in the third. How can you take that momentum and roll that into Thursday night?
Well, we just got to focus on the positives. I know it's a little cliche to say, but obviously our performance tonight, we gave ourselves the best chance to win. And it didn't work in our favor, but that doesn't mean that we have to change the recipe, right? It's just kind of stay the course. It's worked for us most of the year. A little bit of a tough stretch right now, but we're a resilient group. We've proven that from the summer all the way to here. So it's not going to change now.
Yeah, you know, I know games are technically running out here, but you still got 15 left, right? This would be a lot worse if it were 5 or 4, right? I mean, is that basically the attitude you got to take?
Yeah, you just got to focus on the next one. You can't start looking at the standings and start looking at all that extra stuff, because then you just start thinking more. And, you know, our job is to go out there and play hockey and get the job done. And like I said, tonight we gave ourselves the best chance to win. Didn't work in our favor. I'm not going to go home and dwell on the standings or the 2 points that we didn't get or whatever. I'm going to focus on the next game against Florida and try to recreate a similar performance but with a better result.
Thanks, Alex.